Welcome to Climate Quickies, bite-sized nuggets of climate goodness from our TED experts in under 5 minutes.
In this week's Climate Quickie, we hear from South African human rights and environmental activist Kumi Naidu. Despite being the former International Executive Director of Greenpeace International and Security General of Amnesty International, Kumi explains that if you can sing and dance, you are much more powerful than any CEO of a big organization. And he believes that artivism, using culture to get your message out there, is a tool which can help us make the biggest impact in the shortest time. Let's head over to Kumi to explain more. Stay curious.
Politics does not lead culture. Culture leads politics. And I'm sad to say that actually Steve Bannon and before him Karl Rove, the two right-wing ideological leaders of the strategists of the Republican Party, understood that much better than most progressives ever do. Right? So that's why they were able to do micro-targeting, figure out certain cultural impulses and completely distort and contort it to get people to shift away from a semblance of decency to a position of hatred and vilification of others and so on. So I think a key problem for us moving forward is how do we get the truth out to the largest number of people in the shortest space of time that changes their attitudes quickly so that they can change their behaviors quickly, both in terms of what they do, in terms of the carbon footprint they leave, more importantly, in terms of how they use their power to resist the suicidal trajectory that humanity is on at the moment with regard to climate catastrophe.
This is such a, it's not something you hear often because I think we're so focused on the politics, right? We're so focused on the policy. The idea that culture is what drives the changes that we want. I guess I'm curious to know whether you think there are any examples of how maybe we have gotten it right. Like whether, you know what I mean? Like, I agree. I think obviously Steve Bannon, Karl Rove, that whole group of individuals was able to weaponize that culture and identity. Do you see any examples of it being done effectively in the other way? And do we want to do it effectively the other way? Because it feels like then, are we fighting a war of culture? And does that feel uncomfortable?
Well, it depends how we define culture, obviously, right? And I'm using culture here with a small c that includes just the way people are in the world. You know, music, dance, song, how they interact with each other, all of that. And I think we have not got it right, but I think what I'm very positive about is that there are more progressive people around the world who are saying, like I have been saying for the last 5 years, we have to begin to humble ourselves, understand where people are, and not as activists and leaders in big organizations preach down to people always and saying, we are the holders of absolute truth and you must just listen to us. Because I learned wisdom from Asia when I was a very young activist here in South Africa, I think I was 18, which said, go to the people, live with them, learn from them. Start with what they know, build on what they understand, so that when the struggle is won, the people should say they've done it themselves. And that's the challenge right now of activism, of whether, in fact, we can bring the worlds of arts and culture and the world of activism closer together. Now, I just want to be clear. I'm not talking about, as some activists would say, yeah, we need to get arts and culture to serve resistance. That's not what I'm talking about. And that sort of instrumentalization is not what we need. In fact, if anything, we need arts and culture to hold up a mirror to the failings of activism as well. And what is happening is that we are seeing crops dying because the heat is too much and so on. So given all of that, what's the end result? The end result is we don't have water, we don't have food, we will be gone. The planet will still be, and the good news for everybody who's concerned about the planet is, once we become extinct as a species, the forests will recover, the oceans will replenish, and so on. So let's understand, the struggle to avert catastrophic climate change is nothing more and nothing less than protecting our children and their children's futures. And unless we can articulate that through cultural forms, through popular conversations, and so on, urgently, much better than we've been able to do it up to now, we will not be able to, in a very short time, say, to make the changes that we need. And that is why, for whoever's listening to this podcast, who plays a guitar, who sings a song, who writes poetry, who has the capability to communicate with people, who are not and can communicate with people in a language and the imagery that people understand, you need to understand, you are much, much more powerful than a Kumi Naidu or the head of any big organization that does not know how to sing and dance properly.
Thanks for listening to this quickie.
This episode was created by our usual superstar podcast team and supported by TEDx London's headline partner, Citi. Until next time,
stay curious.